For the last couple of days, we've been discussing the Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Tosfos is giving different reasons as to why Goyim that signed Barkos, right? Barkos Shalav Kochavim, you have Ede Chasima and Barkos Shalav Kochavim, the Apostle for Gitei Noshim. Why is that? So Tosfos has four different answers, four different reasons. So we were focusing yesterday on the two middle reasons of Tosfos, and specifically why Rashi didn't learn like these two reasons. We have, first of all, the Tosfos says that Be'inan Lishma, we need Lishma in the Chasima Saget, and Goyim are not shy after Lishma because of a Kachavim, Agat Ibnafshe Ka'avid. A Goy is just going to do his own thing. He tells us that he's signing Lishma, but we're concerned that maybe he's signing L'Shem Acher. He's signing for a different reason, not L'Shem Haget. And then we have the third reason of Tosfos, the question of Shlichus. Tosfos assumes that maybe you need Shlichus in the Ksivas Haget, maybe you need Shlichus in the Chasimas Haget. We discussed why yesterday. And Goyim and Lavin is Shlichus, so if you need Shlichus in the Chasimas Haget, that's why Goyim that signed Barkos Shalav Kochavim are going to be Pasul. So I just want to go back, before we discuss Shlichus at greater length, that's really what we want to talk about today, at the beginning of the Shir, I just want to go back to the second reason, and to flesh out something. A number of the Talmidim approached me after Shir, and we were going back and forth with different questions. So I just want to flesh it out a little bit more. We mentioned that Rashi doesn't hold like Tosfos. Rashi doesn't give this reason that Goyim that signed by Kosh Lori Yehov Apostle because you need Lishma. But why is that? So we said that the Yeshua suggests with Das Rashi that the chilik between the Gemara and Abchav Gimel and the Gemara over here is that they were talking about Stama Goy. Stama Goy is Akam Adakta Dunavshika Avid. He does his own thing. We're concerned that maybe he's not going to have a Kavanah Lishma for an extended period of time. And we're also concerned, as Rashi says, that he'll have a negative Kavanah, that he'll be Mechavim L'Shem Acher. What says the Pnei Yeshua? Here, what are we talking about? We're not talking about a Stam guy, rather we're talking about a guy that signs Barkos Shalav Kochavim in the Goyish HaKutz. So if they sign in the Goyish HaKutz, we assume that what they're doing, what they say, is truthful. Right? If they tell us something, then we believe them. As the Gemara says, Lomari Nafshaya V'Kasfin Shtara. They're not going to ruin their reputation to do something, to lie. So if they tell us something, then we assume that it's true. So the same thing over here. If we tell them, sign it Lishma. Sign it Lishma. So if they say, we're hereby signing Lishma, or we're signing L'Shem O'ish, L'Shem O'isha, L'Shem Gerishin, so we can trust them that they're doing that. That's the Pnei Yeshua's understanding of Das Rashi. But the reason why Akam Adat and the Nafshikav doesn't apply in this case is because we're talking about Akor Shalav HaKachavim, and there, right, in such a context, we assume that the Akam is telling the truth. So if he says that he's signing the Shema, then we believe him. Then we believe him. So the principle of Akam Adat and Nafshikav doesn't apply. So the question is, why did Tosfos assume that it did apply? Right? Tosfos understood we're talking about Akos. So if we're talking about Akos, so Akam Adat and Nafshikav shouldn't be an issue. Shouldn't be an issue, because if they tell us that they're doing the signing of Lishma, then we can trust them that they're signing Lishma, so why did Tosfos sign it? So we suggested, based on Reb Chaim, that maybe Tosfos had a different understanding of Akam Adat and Nafshikav, that it's not a concept of Mitzilus, it's not that we're having Umdana, we have a psychological assessment of the Das of the Goy, that he's not going to be thinking for what we want, he'll be thinking for something else. No, it's a halacha. It's a halacha that the Torah doesn't allow the das of the goy to make a lishma. That a goy is mufka from an asiyah lishma. He could be thinking from today till tomorrow l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'ish, l'shem gerishin. He could be thinking lishma the whole time. It doesn't matter, because the Torah says that he's mufka from lishma. And we pointed out that Reb Simcha Zelig is medayek this way in the Rambam. It's muvach in the Rambam like this for sure, that Akam Adat Nafshikavit is not a mitzvah, but rather it's a halacha. So we wanted to suggest that maybe that's true within Tosfos as well. Maybe Tosfos assumes that Akam Adat Nafshikavit means that the guy is mufka from an asiyah l'shma. So even if we're talking about Akosh l'Kochavim, where we can trust them, we don't assume that they're lying, and they say that they're signing l'shma, doesn't matter. Because even if they're signing l'shma, they could sign l'shma from today till tomorrow. The fact is, if the Yaakov is mufka from asiyah l'shma, so then it's not going to be l'shma. It's not going to be l'shma. That's the answer that we wanted to give with Das Tosfos. Yehuda Frankel asked in Shir. He said, but if that's the case, then the first answer of Tosfos, the first reason, and the second reason are really the same thing. Right? The first reason of Tosfos is that Goyim that signed Barkos Shalav Kochavim Apostle for Gitei Nashim, because Einam B'Torah is getting the Kiddushin. And Tosas is, what's more, Be'inon Lishmo and Akamadai to Nafshe Ka'avid. But according to the Rambam's understanding of Akamadai to Nafshe Ka'avid, what are we really saying? That Akamadai to Nafshe Ka'avid really means that Einam B'Torah is getting Mekidushin. Right? They're not shayach to Lishma. They're not shayach to get Mekidushin. They're not shayach to Lishma. And that's why it's going to be possible. So it's really Haino Hach. It's really the same reason. So we suggested an answer. I suggested an answer. Maybe it's a two-part. Right? There are 2 points that Tosis is making. That first of all, Akam is Einu B'Torah's Get Mekidushin. So they're not shayach to sign a get. And even if you'll tell me that the get is only a cheftza, it's like a hechsher, it's a preparatory act. Creation of a preparatory, it's a preparatory creation of a cheftza that you need for the gerushin, but it's not the gerushin, right? The maisa gerushin is the actual giving over of the get from the Baal to the Isha. The writing of the get, that's a preparatory act. So even if you'll tell me that Einu B'Torah is not a problem in the creation of the cheftza, but because there's a din of lishma, it will be a problem. Since you have to create lishma in the cheftza, so now we have a problem. If there ain't a b'torah, get mekidushin, they can't create a lishma. They're not going to be able to create the cheftza. That's the answer that I gave Yehuda at the time. But it's a good kasha. It still is a good kasha. Yehuda's kasha alone would not have been enough for me to say that maybe we should suggest a different Shabbadas Tosfos. But then Avram Langer came to me after Shir and he asked me another kasha. Tosfos on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph makes a very interesting statement. Let's all turn to Chav Gimel. That's the sugya of Akamad Nati Nafshe Kavi. So Tosfos asked the kasha from the Gemara Avodah Zarah that we saw in the Rush. We saw this kasha in the Rush about Mila Lishma. What is Tosfos saying? Over Kachavim Ladaita the Nafshe Kavi, Temelari, the Parakeh Mamidin Boy, Rabbi Yehuda Mila Lishma. Rabbi Yehuda requires Mila Lishma. We don't require Mila Lishma Lamais. Right, the mile does the mila. He doesn't have to say, you know, I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. We assume we don't need mila lishma. Rabbi Yehuda though does require mila lishma. V'afilu achi ketani yimal armoi, and nevertheless he says that a guy can do mila. V'lo amad l'daita d'nafshe ka'ovid. Rabbi Yehuda requires mila lishma, and yet he says that a guy can do the bris mila. We don't say that akam adaita d'nafshe ka'ovid, he can't do lishma. So how can that be? Mara says that whenever you need lishma, akam is pasul. In get you need lishma, so the goy is pasul because akam adat in nafshe ka'avid. So if Rabbi Yehuda requires me lishma, then the same halacha should hold true that akam adat in nafshe ka'avid should tell me that the goy is pasul to do mila. What's the answer that the Rush gave to this kasha? Anyone remember? Split second, right? You can do the mice in a split second. So as long as the guy says he's doing it lishma, then we assume that he had kavanah for that split second. Interestingly enough, what emerges from the Rush, as a number of the Talmidim pointed out, is that the Rush is assuming that akam adat in nafshe ka'avid, the concern is that the guy is not going to pay attention the whole time. Right? He might think lishma in the beginning, but then he'll get distracted and he won't be thinking lishma. That's the problem. Not that we're afraid that he's going to have a negative kavanah. Right? The lashon of Rashi over here on Daf Chav Gimel is that we're afraid Shemahu gomar belibo l'shem acher. He says he's doing it l'shma, but really he has a different intention in mind. If we're afraid of negative kavana, then even in a split second, that should still be a problem. He might say l'shma, but he doesn't mean l'shma. The Rush is clearly assuming that that's not the case. We're not afraid that he's going to have negative kavana, but rather, he's not going to stay focused. So if it's an extended period of time, if we're talking about ksiva sefer Torah, so that's a problem. But ibud haklaf, the ibud, he just has to throw the piece of leather, right? He just has to throw the leather in, right? He has to throw the piece of meat in, and that's enough. The cloth in, and that's enough. So in a split second, we're not afraid that he's going to get distracted. So says the Rush, by the same token, since Nila is completed in a split second, Rabbi Yehuda would say that Akam Adat Nafshe Kavod is not a problem. You might need Mila Lishma, but the guy can do it. The guy can do it because he can have Kavana for the split second. That's the Rush's answer to the Kash. But Tosus doesn't give that answer. For Omari, Tosus says, the Hode Amin Adal Daita Nafshe Kavod, Hainusha Osa Stam. What does Adat Nafshe Kavod mean? It doesn't mean that he has negative Kavana. It means he does Stam. He doesn't have a Kavana Lishma. He doesn't have a positive kavanah, he just does it stam. V'gabe get stam lav lishmokoi, ki da amir b'reish zvachim. V'shna stam isha lav l'gerishin omedes. Forget stam, it doesn't work. That's what Tosfos said on Daf Chav Geis and Mabei, is that isha lav l'gerishin kaima, stam isha lav l'gerishin kaima. So therefore, stama is not going to work by get. There is no stoma lishma by get. You need a kavana lishma. You need a positive kavana. Stoma is not going to work. And the kavana of a guy is always just a stoma. He doesn't have a kavana. He just has a stoma. So stoma doesn't work by get. Stoma doesn't work by get. That's what Akam Adaita the Nafshe Ka'avid is coming to explain, that it would be a problem by get because the guy's das of stoma is not going to work by get. Avomila says, Tosis, stoma lishma kaima kadiyama bezachim, stoma lishma kaimi. But Mila, stoma is lishma. Mila, stoma is lishma. Right? If you have a Jewish baby and you're circumcised, you're cutting off the arla, the stoma over there is that there is a mitzvah of Mila. The stoma is l'shem mitzvah smila. So there, stoma is lishma. So if stoma lishma, then the guy is going to be kosher. That's the teretz of Tosis. Not that it's a split second, but rather, a guy's kavana is a stoma. Right? Even if you'll say, what, he doesn't have a kavana, so it's just it's the realm of stoma. It's not that we're afraid of a negative kavana, it's a stoma. So by get, stoma doesn't work, because stam yishalav l'gerish and kaima. By mila, stoma does work. So even if you assume that you need mila lishma, the guy will still work. Because stoma lishma kain. Because stoma lishma kain. Frekt Avram, stoma lishma kain. If you learn that akam adayta nafshe ka'avid means that al pidin a guy is mufka from an asiyah lishma, so how is a guy shayach to stama lishma? How's a guy shayach to stama lishma? So I answered him that maybe what stama lishma means is that the maisa mila itself, by itself, is a maisa lishma. I don't need the guy to make it lishma. The maisa itself is designated as a maisa mila, as a mitzvah smila. So I don't need the guy. So even if the guy is mufka from asiya lishma, but what's the problem? Right? He's not making the lishma. He's just doing the maisa. The maisa itself is like miyuchad for lishma. That's what I told him b'shaita. But I wasn't so happy with that. It didn't sit well with me. So I went back to Reb Chaim in the Sefer, and I looked at the Reb Chaim. I wanted to see the lashon that he had, and I saw that actually he talks about stama lishma by guy. That's part of the whole discussion. It's part of the whole discussion there. He quotes the Gemara in Gittin later. I'm not going to get involved in all the details. But the Gemara there compares Ibud Lishma by Sefer Torah to Ksiva Lishma by Sefer Torah. And in that context, Reb Chaim talks about Stam Lishma. And he says it's a Davar Pashut that a guy cannot make a Stam Lishma. What does he mean? I think he means the following. That if I need a guy to do some kind of a Maisa, he's doing the Maisa, right? So even if I'll say stama lishma, but once I say stama lishma, then we're going to associate the lishma with the maisa of the guy. We'll say that the maisa, let's say in the case of mila, right? The maisa mila stama lishma. But who does this maisa? Who's doing the maisa mila? The guy. So if we say the maisa mila is stama lishma, it'll turn out we'll say that there was a mila lishma over here based on stama, but we'll say that there was a mila lishma. Now, how can we associate the concept of lishma with a guy? Right? Even if it's only stoma, but then you're saying that the maisa of a guy was done lishma. Not that he had a kavan lishma, but you're associating his maisa with lishma. But if a guy is mufka from an asiyah lishma, so how can we associate the concept of lishma with the maisa of the guy? Reb Chaim assumes that it's a davar pashut, that stoma lishma, according to the Rambam, will not work by God. Because the Rambam holds that a guy is mufka from an asiyah lishma, so even stoma lishma he's mufka from. Even stoma lishma he's mufka from. If you hold that Akam Adat and Nafshikov means that he's not going to be mechavin, it's an umdana in his das, we need his das to make lishma, so then stam lishma is fine because we don't need the das of the guy. The guy is an ufka. So as long as we don't need his das, everything is fine. But if you say that the guy is a mufka from an asiyah lishma, Reb Chaim says in that case, the guy is going to be mufka from a stam lishma also because I can't associate his maisa with the word lishma. It's just not shayach for lishma. So if that's the case, then Tosus and Daf Chav Gimel assumes that Stam Lishma works by Guy. Then Stama, if you will, right? Probably Tosus must hold that Akam Adat and Nafshe Ka'avid doesn't mean that the Guy is Mufka from an Asiyah Lishma, but rather that there's an Umdur in his Das. I need the Das of the Osa to be Lishma. There's an Umdur in the Das of the Guy that he's not going to do it Lishma. But if it's only an Umdur in his Das, then Stama is going to work because then I don't need his Das. And I don't need his das. Automatically, the lishma is going to be chal. Automatically, the lishma is going to be chal based on the lishma. So that would work only if Tosis assumes that it's a din in the umdana, not that the Akam is mufka from an Asiya Lishma. So once I heard Avram's kashin, and then I worked on it more, and I saw Reb Chaim. So I wasn't happy with the pshat that we suggested. That coupled with Yehuda's kasha, putting the two together, I said lechor it's more mistaba to say within Tosfos that Tosfos doesn't hold that Akam is mufka from Nasi Lishma, but rather it's a din in the umdana, it's a din in his das. So I still think everything we said yesterday is correct. Everything we said, Reb Chaim and the Rama, it's just not correct in Tosfos. It's not correct. So to rephrase what we said, according to the Pnei Yoshua, Rashi assumes that the reason why Goyim was signed by Kosh Lodi Kachavim Apostle for Gite Nashim is because they're Eina B'Torah's Gite Mekidusha, not because of Lishma. Rashi holds it's not because of Lishma. Akam Adaita Denavshe Ka'ovid is not going to be a problem over here. Why is
a brown wall in here?
Sorry. Akam Adaita Denavshe Ka'ovid is not going to be a problem over here, according to Rashi. Because if they sign barcodes, then we assume that they're saying the truth. They're saying the truth. If they say it's Lishma, then we can believe them. That's the Pnei Yoshua's Pshabadas Rashi. You can argue with that Pshabadas Rashi for one of two reasons. You can argue with that Pshabadas Rashi for one of two reasons. According to the Rambam, it's Poshut that you can argue with Rashi. According to the Rambam, it's Poshut that you can say that Goyim who signed Bar Kos, Apostle Begite Nashim, because Akam Adaita D'Nafshi Kovid will still apply. Goyim Amufka from an Asiya Lishma, according to the Rambam, with all the riots that we had from the Rambam and the Chazgerish and in two places, that's not going to change. Reb Chaim's Pshat in the Rambam is the same. So the Rambam would certainly argue with Rashi. The Rambam would say that a Goy, even if he signs Bar Kos, Shalom de Kachavim, he's going to be Apostle for Begite Nashim, because Akam Adaita D'Nafshi Kovid, being in Lishma, within the Rambam is another portion that that's still going to be correct. The question is, Bidas Tosfos. Why did Tosfos think that Akam Adaita D'Nafshi Ka'ovid applies over here? You can't suggest the Rama because Tosfos on Daf Chav Gimel implies that Akam Adaita D'Nafshi Ka'ovid is not saying that the Nakam is Mufka from Asiya Lishma, but rather that the Umdana, there's an Umdana in his Das that he's not Mechavin Lishma, right? And that coupled with Yehuda's Kasha, that the first line of Tosfos, that Eina B'Torah's Gittin Mekidushin is a separate Teretz, it sounds like Lishma is not a din of Eina B'Torah's. It's a din of Umdana. It's a din of Umdana, that the Das of the Goy is not to do it Lishma. So if that's what we assume, the Das of the Goy is not to do it Lishma, but if he tells us, right, if he tells us that he's doing it Lishma, so we can't trust him? If it's Bar Kos, L'chor, we can trust him. Kushna Ka'amri, Zakta Pnei Yeshua. So if we can trust the goyim that signed Bar Kos, so then what's the problem of Akam Adaita D'Nafshi Ka'ovid? Menashe Krebs suggested, this had nothing to do with the other conversation, Menashe independently wanted to suggest that maybe the Pshat and Tosis is a little bit different than what we said. Okay, this was like another Pshat and Tosis. It was perfectly acceptable. I was fine with saying it, but I didn't think that we had to say it. But now, in light of all these other kashas, I think we have to come on to Menashe's terms. Menashe wanted to say, a very beautiful yisod, that maybe the fact that we can trust our kohos, that's only where we can check into what they did and find out if they lied. If they sign a shtar raya, right? If they're signed onto a shtar raya, they're signed onto a shtar kinyan, so if it's not true, if it turns out that there was no mecha, there was no matana, there was no halva, right? If the shtar is a lie, so then they're going to be in big trouble. People are going to say, these guys are not trustworthy, they're going to be in big trouble. We can check into it, right? They're signing onto a shtar. So if the shtar is mezuyif, right, if it's not true, if it didn't really happen, so then they're going to be mari nafshayim. So in such a context where we can check into the Ovid Kochovim, so then we can say, lo mari nafshayim v'kasvin shtar, then we can trust what they say. What's happening over here? We tell the guy, sign it lishma. And they say, I am signing lishma. Can we check into that in any way? Can we figure out if they're signing Lishma? He's saying he's signing Lishma, but we have no way of checking. We have no way of finding out whether it's really true, whether he's really having Kavan Lishma. So maybe that idea that Goyim Bar Kos are trustworthy, that's only where we can check up on them, where we can be Megala whether there was a lie over here or not. But in our case, you can't be Mevar. You can't be Mevar that there's a Sheker. So if you can't be Mevar that there's a Sheker, maybe we don't trust the Goyim Bar Kos. B'sach HaKol, they are Goyim. It's just when they do it Bar Kos, so then they want to be trusted. That's only if someone can check up on them. But if you can't check up on them, maybe they can't be trusted. And maybe that's the pshat in Tosfos, right? More of a simpler svara, not a lumdish svara, but just a simpler svara that akamadat and nafshika of it will still apply over here, even though goyim bar kos are normally trustworthy, but that's only where you can check up on them, but here you can't check up on them. So if you can't check up on them, then maybe the taka are lying, and maybe that's why Tosfos felt, but inon lishma, akamadat and nafshika of it will still apply in this context. Okay, so there are two ways that you can argue with the Pnei Yeshua's Svara Badas Rashi. This idea that Akam Adad Nafshik of it doesn't apply to Goyim at Sein Bar Kos because they're not going to lie, right? The two ways to argue are either according to the Rambam, if Akam Adad Nafshik of it is a halacha, that a Goy is mufka from Asiya Lishma, then it doesn't matter. Even if they're not lying, the Goy is still going to be mufka from Asiya Lishma. He can't do the Asiya Lishma, so he's going to be pasul. The other way to look at it is even if we'll say like Rashi, even if we'll say that Akam Adat Nafshin Kavit is a din in Umdana, is an Umdana in his Das, that he's not going to be Mechavin to what we want. Right? So you would think, well, if it's Bar Kos, then there's no problem, we can trust them. No, the answer might be over here, we still can't trust our Kos, because there's no way to check up on them. So there's no way to check up on them, toast for soul, that the principle of Akam Adat Nafshin Kavit will still apply, because maybe he's Mechavin L'Shem Acher. He tells us he's being mechavin l'shma, but he's really not being mechavin l'shma. Maybe he's being mechavin l'shem acher, and maybe as a result the get should be posted. Okay, so I think this is a tighter framework. Okay, this is a good framework to try to explain Tosfos and to try to figure out how we can possibly disagree with the Shitas Rashi. Okay, Shlomo later.
No way to check off on him.
Yeah, they say that they're doing lishma. So do we automatically trust them? We don't automatically trust them. We can trust them if it's possible to be megala, the truth. So then they're going to be trustworthy.
So what Rashi like respond to?
So maybe Rashi assumes that Goyim Bar Kos just are different because they are concerned with their reputation. So they're always going to tell the truth. They're just a different level of a goy. Right, there are certain goyim that are just never trustworthy, but these goyim are in a context where they want to say the truth, so they get used to saying the truth. They'll always say the truth. That's just the way that they are. They are more reputable goyim, so to speak. So they're always going to say the truth. And Tosfos says, no, it's a function of the context. Right? Sometimes they'll say the truth, but sometimes if the context is that we can't be mavar, so then we're afraid that they're not going to say the truth. Okay. So let's get back now. The third point of Tosfos that we started last time, but we didn't complete the job. So Tosfos says the third reason why Goyim at Sein Bar Kos Shlo Yikachav Ma'apasa Pagitei Nashim is because Eina B'Torah Shlichus. Eina B'Torah Shlichus. And Tosfos assumes that you need Shlichus for the Ksiva and the Chasima Saget. So we explain, what does that mean? If you hold that you need Shlichus for the Ksiva and the Chasima, that means that V'kosav L'Sefer Krisus, the word V'kosav L'Sefer Krisus is going on the Baal. And he's the one who really has to write the get. So if he gets someone else to write the get, to sign the get, you need a Shlichus. Because only through Shlichus is it going to be considered that the Baal is actually doing it. And we explained even further that maybe the idea is that the quintessential get is a get B'Ksav Yodo. That's really what V'kosav L'Sefer means. And Ein L'cha Chasima G'dol Mizu, the Baal's Chasima, the Baal's writing is like a Chasima. So there really is a Shlichus. The Baal can do it. The Baal can do the Ksiva. He can do the Chasima. And when he gets Adam to sign, when he gets a Sofer to write the get, then he's really employing the principle of Shlichus. That's how we explain. Why would Rashi argue? So the Pnei Yeshua explains that Rashi disagrees. Rashi says that there's no din of Shlichus by Ksiva and the Chasima Sagem. The Kosev is not going on the Baal. It's going on the Sofer. The Baal just has to get the Sofer to do it. But it's not going on the Baal, so you don't need a Shlichus. And we pointed out that's what Tosfos says as well. Tosfos on Chabez and Beis. Interesting. Seems to be a steer in the Tosfos between Tesem and Beis and Chabez and Beis. But okay. The Tosfos on Chabez and Beis assumes at one point that you don't need Shlichus for Ksivas and Chasimas Aget. All you need is the Tzivei Abal. You have a Tzivei Abal for the Sofer, and that's sufficient. Why do you need the Tzivei Abal? He says because Tam Isha Lav Legerish and Kaima. It's not going to be Lishma if the Baal is not Mitzav. So we were troubled. What does that mean? Lishma is a kavana. The sofer has to have a kavana that he's writing to get l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'ish, l'shem gerishim. Why do I need a tziva abal for that? Why do I need a tziva? If the sofer has kavana l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'ish, l'shem gerishim, so that should be sufficient? So what are you going to tell me, that if the Baal doesn't tell the sofer, then we don't know that the Baal wants to divorce his wife? No, but let's say he told sofer number one. Right? Let's say the Baal told one sofer that he wants to divorce his wife, and the other sofer heard. So we know that the Baal wants to divorce his wife. There is a dasa mischayev over here. Right? There's a dasa mischayev from the Baal. We know that the Baal wants to divorce his wife, so then why can't the second sofer write the get? Lishma. He'll have the proper kavan lishma. Why do you need a tziva habal? From the Gemara, it's mavur that the Baal has to be mitzava, the sofer who actually writes the get. It's not enough that he's megaladas, so to speak. He tells a sofer, that he wants to divorce his wife. He has to actually be mitzavah this sofer. And if not, there's some deficiency in lishma. Why is that the case? Lishma is just a kavana. So if the sofer has the kavana lishma, l'chor, that should be sufficient. Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav in the same piece that we quoted last month, that the Rav wanted to say that this is part of the old yesod that we had on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We mentioned the yesod that ksivas haget is the tchilas maisa gerishin, that the writing of the get is the beginning of the maisa gerishin. But the Rav went even further. Now, we didn't go this far because we weren't talking about lishma. But the Rav went further and he said that it's not just the ksivas haget is the tchilas maisa gerishin. How does the ksivas haget become the tchilas maisa gerishin? That part we didn't talk about last night. Now we just said that's the assumption. The ksivas haget is the tchilas maisa gerishin. So we said that the edus of that the ksiva is like a davar sheva erva, because it's really an edus on the gerishin itself. Right? We talked about this in the context of the shliach being neman. There was a havamina he shouldn't be neman. The maskana is he is neman. So within that context, we said, well, if ksivas haget is the tchilas maisa gerishin, so then it's like a davar sheva erva, and maybe that's part of the shakal v'tayr of the gemara. But taking a step back, why should that be the case? Or how does that become the case? How is it that the ksivas haget can be the tchilas maisa gerishin? Who does the maisa gerishin? The Baal does the maisa gerishin. The Baal does the maisa gerishin. Hishliach does the maisa gerishin. But if Hishliach does the maisa gerishin, it's like he's doing maisa gerishin. Is he doing the ksivas haget? So if you need shlichus in the ksivas haget, okay, so he's doing the ksivas. But if you don't need shlichus in the ksivas haget, so how is the ksivas haget the tchilas maisa gerishin? The Baal's not doing the ksiva. The sofer's doing the ksiva. So has that become the tchilas maisa gerishin? Zokta Rav, lishma. Lishma is miyached. Miyached the ksiva to the Baal. The lishma, the tziva habal, that shafts the lishma, the tziva habal, that makes it lishma. The tziva habal to the sofer, that makes it lishma. It's not just the kavona that the sofer has, but the Baal has to be mitzave the sofer. The tziva habal is what makes it lishma. Why? How? Because it's miyached the ksiva to the Baal. It associates, it connects the ksiva to the Baal. If the Baal is not mitzava the sofer, then the Baal is not connected to that ksiva yet. Let's say the Baal told the first sofer to write the get, but then another sofer hears and he writes it lishma, and he has a kavana lishma, but the Baal was not mitzava the second sofer. So it turns out that the ksiva of the second sofer is not miyucha to the Baal, b'shas ksiva. It's not connected to the Baal, because the Baal doesn't have a connection to this sofer, right? There's no rapport with that sofer. He didn't command that sofer to write the get. So it turns out that the ksiva is not associated with the Baal at the time of the ksiva. So if it's not associated with the Baal at the time of the ksiva, then the ksiva's haget will not be the tchilas maisa gerishin. The Baal has to be involved in the ksiva b'shas ha-ksiva for the ksiva to be the tchilas maisa gerishin. So that's why I need a tziva Baal to make the lishma. Lishma is not just a kavana ba'alma. No, lishma is a way. It's a way of being miyached the get to the Baal b'shas ha-ksiva. It's a way of associating, of connecting, of being mitzaref the Baal to the get b'shas ha-ksiva. So the Baal doesn't have a tzivui. If he's not mitzava the sofer, then he's not going to be connected to this ksiva. If he's not connected to the ksiva, then the ksiva again will not be the tchilas maisa gerishin. And then the get is going to be pasul. The get is going to be pasul.
So how does that fit with the lashon of lishma, which Tosfos uses? That seems to be more like particular din, not like kind of like.
You have to understand what the word lishma means. I mean, you didn't see that in the word lishma. I see it. See, it's below the line. It's on the side. It's between the lines. You got to learn how to read between the lines. Now, the Rav is saying that this concept of lishma, if you look at other Gemaras, you look at other Mefarshim, you see that there's this concept of Ksilas Ma'aseh Gerushin, and the way that happens is through the Tzivui HaBaal. So then you have an understanding of what lishma means, right? So you'll have to plug this into Tosfos. You know what? Let me give you another context where the Rav said this part, where he showed that the lishma is what's miyachid to get to the Baal B'Shas Aksina. Maybe after that you'll understand that it's muchach to say the way the Rav is saying. Okay, let me show you another context. Okay, and that's the sugya that I asked you to see. The idea of being mevatel a get. Can a Baal be mevatel a get once it's written? Can a Baal be mevatel a get? What do you think? Right, the Baal commissions the get. He gets the sofer to write the get. And then he changes his mind. He doesn't want to divorce his wife now. And he wants to be mevatel a get. So if he rips it up, it's over, right? I mean, clearly he can be mevatel a get. If there is no chetzer shel get, there's nothing there. But let's say he says, I want to be mevatel this get. I'm hereby mevatel this get. And then he changes his mind again. He wants to use the get. Can he use the get again? Do we say the get is batel and that's the end of it? Or do we say, no, he's not going to use it. He says he's not going to use it. That's an expression of his ratzon. But he can change that ratzon. If he changes the ratzon, then he would be able to use the get. What do you think? Let me ask you a different question. Let's say a sofer writes a sefer Torah. Lishma with the Azkaris and with the whole Ksiva and say, it's a beautiful Sefer Torah. And then after he finishes, he says, I want to be Mevatel this Sefer Torah. I want to be Mevatel all of the Lishma in this Sefer Torah. I don't want this Sefer Torah to be a Sefer Torah. I don't want it to be used as a Sefer Torah. Does he have the right to do that? It's ridiculous. The Sefer Torah is written, the Cheftza of Sefer Torah. Kedusha Sefer Torah. The Azkaris are written properly. The rest of the Sefer is written properly. Once it's written, it's written. Let's say a person has, he has a silver dollar. He has a dollar bill, or whatever. And he says he wants to be mevatel the most. He wants to be mevatel the money. It shouldn't be money. Ois money. Right? It's not a silver dollar anymore. It's just a piece of metal. Right? We have places for people like that. Right? It's not, like, what's he doing? That's not, you can't do that. Money is money. You can't be mevatel the money. Right, once it's done, once it's created, it's created. What's the deal when it comes to a get? Can he be mevatel the get and say, I don't want this to be a get. I want it to be ois get. And now even if I change my mind, even if the Baal changes his mind, he's not going to be able to use this get. He's got to start all over again. He's got to start all over again. I think you sense where we're headed. Right? Does he have to start all over again to write a new get, or can he use the same old get that he had written before? Shmuel.
Well, when it comes to Gittin, it's only a chetza of doing Maisa. It's not actually, like, a Maisa itself.
No, it's not. You're writing a get lishma. There's a lishma in the get. So can he be mevatel the lishma of the get, and now he won't be able to use the get in the future?
But only in order that he could use it for this Maisa Gerushin he wants to accomplish right now. If he changes his mind, then the Machshavas Gerushin that he had before will be mevatel, and he has to have a new Machshavas Gerushin.
He has to have a new machshavas gerushin, but he put the lishma into the get. Now he has a get. So if he changes his mind again, right, he can't make up his mind. It's a problem.
It was good for the last lishma. For the last
why is it only good for the last lishma? Why can't it be good for the new lishma? So let's see. So the Gemara in Gittin. Gemara in Gittin on Daf Lamed Beis and Lamed Beis quotes a machlokas amoroi, whether a Baal can reuse a get. Right? The Gemara says, the Mishnah there is talking about bittel hashlichus, right? Let's say a person sends a shliach to divorce his wife, and then he's mevatel the shliach. He says he doesn't want the shliach to divorce his wife. So then the question is he chozer u'megarish bo or not? Can he be chozer u'megarish with this get? Rav Nachman amar chozer u'megarish bo. Rav Sheshes amar ein chozer u'megarish bo. B'hilchos hakavaseh Rav Nachman. The Gemara says halacha ki Rav Nachman a chozer u'megarish bo. You can use the get again. You can use it once again. So, frak the Gemara, Eini, the Hakaimel and Hilchas the Kavaseh, the Rabbi Yochanan the Omer Choseres. What does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan made a statement in Kedushin. How does Rashi explain? Be Kedushin beperek, ha'omer lechavero, omer leisha, hiskachli b'mos halalu, la'achashloshim, the Choser besoch shloshim, batla Kedushin. Ho'ul ubatlasim kodim shiucholim. Rabbi Yochanan says, what happens if a man says hiskachli b'mos halalu, He says, Hare Mekudeshesli B'tiyiz Malos. Reuven says to Sar. Right? Avram says to Sar. Right? But he says, La'achash Loshim. So the condition on Archal now, they're going to be Chal La'achash Loshim. And she's Chazur Ba. She backs out within 30 days. Before 30 days, so the din is that Batlu HaKiddushin. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Kiddushin are Batlu. The Kiddushin are Batlu. Why are they Batlu? Because she was Mevatel Hadas before they can be Chal. Before the Kiddushin can be Chal. She was Mevatel Hadas, so therefore the Kiddushin are going to be Batlu. So for the Gemara, how can Rav Nachman say Chozer Megarish Baum? He was Mevatel his Das before the Gerishin was Chal. So if the din is, Rabbi Yochanan is right, that Chozeres, the woman can be Chozeres Tov Shloshim. Right, she can be Mevatel the Kiddushin before they've been Chal. So here too, the Baal was Mevatel the get before the Gerishin was Chal. So why can't he be Mevatel? Rav Nachman says you can be Chozer Megarish, but why? But he was Mevatel it. Just like in Kiddushin, she can be Mevatel, so it will be. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? You're comparing apples and oranges. Over there in Kiddushin, what are we talking about? Before the Kiddushin had been Chal, there's no Maisa. There's no Maisa. He did a physical act. He gave her the most, but the Maisa was meaningless. The Maisa wasn't even Chal. The action, there's no significance to that action now. It's just a Dibur now. So his dibur, her dibur can be mevatel dibur. I see dibur mevatel dibur. She can be mevatel that quote unquote action of kedushin. I don't even want to call it a ma'aseh kedushin. It's not a ma'aseh kedushin yet. He just did the physical act of giving her money, but nothing happened. So her dibur can be mevatel that dibur. The hacha nehid mevatel lishlichusa the shliach gita gufe mikabatel. But here he's mevatel the shlichus. He tells the shliach, I don't want you to divorce my wife. But was he mevatel the get? Give. Gita gufe mika batel. Can the get be batel? Says the Gemara. Can the get be batel? The get can't be batel. He can be mevatel the shlichus, but he can't be mevatel the get. Over there, she's mevatel a dibur. The kiddushin had not been chal. He said, "Eskachli la'achash loshim yom." The kiddushin had not been chal yet. It's only a dibur. So asi dibur mevatel dibur. Here, the get is like a maisa. Right? The get is a cheftish al get. It's already been chal. The get is a get. So, you can't be mevatel to get with your dibur. You can be mevatel the shlichus with your dibur, but you can't be mevatel to get with your dibur. So, if you want to use the get can be used later for a different gerish. This is how the Gemara in Gittin says it over. Gemara in Kiddushin has a little bit of a different lashon. Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Tosus picks up on that. Gemara in Kiddushin says same kashin, same back and forth, but the lashon of the Gemara is what? What's the answer? Nehi de batle mitoras shliach mitoras get lo batle. Rav Nachman says chozer megarish, but why? Because he was mevatle mitoras shliach, but he wasn't mevatle the get. Mitoras get lo batle, not gita gufe mika batil, but mitoras get lo batle. Same similar words, right? But very different. Not gita gufe mi kabatil, but mitoras get lo batle. He didn't do it. Not that he can't do it, but he didn't do it. Very different. There are nuances of different, but serious nuances of different. Says Tosas perish the mistama ela miskaven levato ela hashliach. Ulafize mamar beferish ani mevatel get atzmo shu batel upasel agarish bo. According to the Gemara Kedushin, says Tosas, what should emerge is that if he's mamish mevatel the get, he's not mevatel the shlech. He says, "I want this get to be null and void, batel umevutel lo shririn v'lo kayamin v'lo yon cholin kloluchlo." Right? I want this get to be batel. He can destroy the get and he'll never be able to use it in the future. But says Tosus, from the lashon of the Gemara in Gittin, it sounds not like that. From the Gemara in Gittin, it sounds like he cannot be mevatel the get. The get is unbatelable. I never heard that English word, but I think you get the point, right? You can't cancel the get. You can't make it ice get. The Gemara Kedusha doesn't say that. Gara kashalei agar is gita gufe mika batel mashra she'ena get misbatel. Ena get misbatel? He says, v'tzarek lefarish atasover shaget yochel yipasel bevitel v'loi. Dareu kamo mo'os she'ena misbatelos. Says Tosas, the Gemara in Gittin assumes that the get cannot be batel. You can't be mevatel. Once you've created the get, you've created a monster. The only way to be mevatel it is to rip it up. If you rip it up, so then it doesn't exist anymore. If you rip up a dollar bill, it also doesn't exist. Right? It's not legal tender if it's destroyed. But if you don't destroy it, you can't be mevatel the get. It's like Mos. It's like a Sefer Torah. You can't destroy the Sefer Torah. I mean, Chas v'shalom, right? You can't be mevatel the Kedusha Sefer Torah and make it ois Sefer Torah just because you want to be mevatel. You can't be mevatel Mos. And according to the Gemara and Gittin, you can't be mevatel the get either. So Tosfos says that there's a machlokes girsos between the Gemara and Gittin and the Gemara and Kiddushin whether one can be mevatel again or one cannot be mevatel again. Machlokes girsos. The Rambam in Ilchas Gerishin, Perek Vav Halacha Chaf Aleph, paskins that if a baal is mevatel the get beferish, it's both. He paskins like the Gemara in Gittin. The Gita gufay mikabato. You can't be mevato. I'm sorry. He paskins like the Gemara in Kiddushin, that the Baal doesn't have kavana to be mevato again. But if he really wanted to, he could be mevato again. Right? If he really wants to be mevato again, he will not be able to be megarishbo. Rav Nachman is only saying that there's no kavana to be mevato again. He's only mechavin to be mevato the shlis, but if he's mechavin to be mevatel the get, he can be mevatel the get, he can destroy the get. He's not ripping it up, but he can say the get is completely batel. Now how does that work? Tell me, how does that work? How can the baal be mevatel the get? The get is written. There was a tzivei habaal. The get was written lishma. The sofer wrote the get lishma. Now the baal is going to turn around and say, I don't want it to be a get. It's very nice that you don't want it to be a get. It's a cheftishal get. If you want to use it, you can use it. But everything was done properly. There was a tzibur, there was a lishma, everything was done properly. How can the baal be mevatel the get? According to the Rambam, Zokter Rav, if you understand that the concept of lishma, lishma is miyached the baal to the ksiva, it designates this ksiva to be a ksiva of this baal, it associates the ksiva with the baal. And the reason why the ksiva has to be associated with the baal is because the ksiva saget is the tchilas ma'ase gerushin. The reason why the ksiva has to be associated with the baal is because ksiva saget is the tchilas ma'ase gerushin. So when the baal's mitzava the sofer to write again, what is he doing? He's starting a process. He's starting the process of gerushin over here. His lishma, his ksiva creates the lishma, which associates the ksiva with him, with the baal, and that starts the process of gerushin. So if that's the understanding of lishma is not just a kavan. Lishma is associating the mice ksiva with the baal and starting the process of gerushin. So now if the baal is mevatel again, what's he doing? What's he doing? He's now breaking himself. He's disassociating with the ksiva. He's disassociating with the ksiva. He's making a break between the ksiva and the maisa gerushin. So now the ksiva can't be a tchilas maisa gerushin, because now he's broken his association with the ksiva. The ksiva can be the maisa gerushin if it's associated with the baal. But once he's mevatel the get, what he's doing is he's saying, I'm not doing the maisa gerushin anymore. So once the ksiva is no longer associated with the baal, it can't be resurrected. Because you can't have a new maisa ksiva of the get. It's already written. The only way to associate the baal with the maisa gerushin through the ksiva is b'shas ha-ksiva. So once the ksiva is done, it's locked in. If the baal now disassociates himself from maisa gerushin, because he says, I'm not interested anymore, so now he's cut off the ksiva from the maisa gerushin, there's no way to reconnect the ksiva to the maisa gerushin. There's no way to reconnect it. Because you can't have another ksiva. It's done already. The only way that the baal can divorce his wife is to have a new ksiva. He has to write a new get. The old get is not gonna work for this gerushin, because there's no tziruf between the ksiva and the maisa gerushin once he decides that he doesn't want to divorce his wife anymore. Because once he decides he doesn't want to divorce his wife, so he's no longer connected to the maisa gerushin. The kasha was, once the get is created with lishma, how can the baal be in control? The answer is, lishma is not just a kavana that the sofer has because the baal's mitzavah him. No, it's a way of connecting the baal to the ksiva. So once the Baal doesn't want to divorce his wife, he disconnects himself from the Ksiva. And if he disconnects himself from the Ksiva, there's no longer a tsiruf between Ksiva and Maisa Gerishin. You know, it's similar to that Tosfos that we had before, Tosfos on Daf Ayin and Beis. Right? Remember the Tosfos discussed, let's say the Baal became a shota between the Ksiva and the Nesina. Remember that case on Daf Ayin and Beis? Right? So if you hold that Ksiva Saget is a Tchilas Maisa Gerishin, there has to be a tsiruf between the two. And if he's a shota, if he's not a bar gerishin, somewhere in the middle, it splits. This is a similar idea, Zokter Rav. That if lishma is a way of associating the Baal with the ksiva, once the Baal decides not to divorce his wife, so then there's a break between the ksiva and the maisa gerishin. So then the ksiva can no longer be the tchilas maisa gerishin. That's the way, according to the Rambam, that the Baal can be mevatel again. He's mevatel again, not that he's saying, I want the get to be vatel. No, he's mevatel again because if he doesn't want to divorce his wife, so then it turns out that the ksiva is no longer associated with him. If it's not associated with him, so you've broken the tzira between ksiva and maisa gerishin, the ksiva zayek can no longer be the tzira's maisa gerishin. Yeah, okay. So that would explain Shitas Rashi. Right? Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Chabez and Beis, they hold that there's no din of shlichus in the ksivas again, but nevertheless, I need a tzivir abal to create lishma. Why do I need a tzivir abal? The answer is, according to the Rav, we can understand that I need a tzivir abal in order to be miyached the baal to the ksiva, in order to connect them to the ksiva. Because without being connected to the ksiva saget can't be the tchilas maisa gerishin. So that's the goal of the tzivir abal. The tzivir abal is a way of connecting the ksiva to the baal. And that's what lishma is. Lishma is not just a kavanah. Lishma is a way of connecting the ksiva to the baal so that this ksivas haget can be a tchilas maisa gerishin. Aiden? Okay, but the Rambam is arguing. The Rambam is saying that if a Baal, you're saying the Rambam's.
I'm saying according to Tosfos. I'm saying if we want to give a whole shot in Tosfos and in Argamar, that
I'm not trying to give a shot in Tosfos and Argamar. I'm trying to give a shot in Tosfos and not for Beis and the Beis and Rashi. Right, that if you don't need a shlichus and a ksiva saget, right? So what's the purpose of the tzivei abal? What's it doing? Why do I need a tzivei abal in order to create lishma? Right, if you don't need shlichus, so why do I need a tzivei abal? If you need shlichus, of course you need a tzivei abal. But if you don't need shlichus, so why do I need a tzivei abal? So we suggested, Poses on Chavez and Rey says that it's to make it lishma. The tzivei abal is to make it lishma. Stami shalav agereshin kaima, so I need a tzivei abal to make it lishma. I'm trying to figure out, according to that Tosfos, what does that mean? Why do I need a tzivir baal to make it lishma? So this is where the Rav's beer is going to help us. So you're saying what Tosfos on the base is against that?
I'm saying there's a simpler explanation of the Rav's answer. Would go ahead and explain the kasha. There's a simpler Tosfos answer that
different. You're saying Tosfos is saying it's not that tchilas ksivas again is tchilas maisa gerishin. Saying if the get hasn't been used as of yet, it only has a din of a diba.
Yeah, exactly.
So it only has a din of a diba, so asi dibim vatal diba. That's how Tosfos is learning.
Yeah.
Right? That's his psha. That asi dibim vatal diba. Okay. Okay, I hear. But we still have to explain Tosfos on Nafcha Bezim and Beis. Right? Again, it is true there's another way to explain, but the Rav wanted to suggest, according to his Yesod, the Rambam. Right, the Rambam fits in beautifully. I mean, you could have explained differently. I hear you. You could say it's only a diba. It's a chiddush to say that it's only a diba. Right? It's only a diba. Really? It's only a diba. Why isn't Mos only a diba? Why isn't the Sefer Torah only a diba? It's a chetz. It's an object. Right? It's not just diba ba'alma. It's not like hiskat shili la'acha shloshim, which really is just hot air. Right? It's just diba ba'alma. The get is not diba ba'alma. The get is a chetz. So you're saying, no, it only has a status of Dibur. He can say that he wants the Dibur to be bottom. Do you think that it's only Dibur? Do you think that's the simple pshat?
I don't know if I think that's pshat, but Tosfos and
Okay, Tosus thinks there's pshat, but the Rambam didn't say that pshat. The Rav wanted to suggest that's not pshat. That's not pshat in the Rambam. It's pshat in Tosus. But okay, I think it's a nice pshat, but I think the Rav pshat is also nice, right? I think Tosus in Kiddushin, right? Tosus in Kiddushin was not learning like Tosus in Gittin. Right? Tosus in Kiddushin was learning that if you hold that the get can't be batel, that's because it's like mos. Isn't that what Tosus and Kiddushin said? It's not just the Ruf. Right? It was a couple of hundred years before the Ruf. Right? Tosus and Kiddushin said that if you hold like the Gemara and Gittin, that Gita Gufa Mika batel, that means that it's like mos. Just like mos can't be batel, the get also can't be batel. The Ruf is just explaining Tosus and Kiddushin. He plugged it into a Rambam, but he's basically just explaining Tosus and Kiddushin, right? I think so. Tzarek lefarish ata sover shaget yochel ipasal bevitel v'loi dareo kamo mo she'ena mispatlos d'me'acha de'aget chosov kilchoso ena yochel levatlo. After the get is chosov kilchoso, you can't be mevatlo. What? It's only dibur? Come on. The get is chosov kilchoso. It's like a chafza. It's like a maisa. So you can't be you can't be mevatlo. You can't be mevatlo. Right? It's like a maisa. It's sad to say that you can't be mevatelit. It's sad to say you can't be mevatelit. Okay, I'm just dramatizing that sheet. That's the other side. I take that back. It's the other side. Right? It's sad that you can be mevatelit. What, that's just a dibur? It's just a dibur? That's what they're arguing about? Is it a dibur or is it a maisa? According to the Rav, no. Everyone holds that it's a maisa. But despite the fact that it's a maisa, you could still be mevatelit. Because if the Baal doesn't want to divorce his wife, then the Ksivas Haget can no longer be the Tchilas Maisa Gerashim. Okay? Yeah.
Why is it so schwer to say that Shtar is just Dibor? Didn't you say Bo Basar it's Mile?
Regarding what? Regarding Kinyonim. Mili b'mili lo miknim. You can't be Kone Shtar b'chalipin. Right? It's not... You're not being Kone the paper... Right? Right, but you've created something. You've definitely created a get. You've created a chefza shall get. Okay, it's a mili al pidin, right? Because what's a shtar kinyan? Or what's it representing? It's only mili, but it's still you've still created something. I think, yeah.
Can you understand, like, on a very simple level, by gerushin you could do a baal korcho. So the only person that's das we need is the baal. So he does the ksiva, could be considered an actual mindset. But by kiddushin, it's easier to say it's a dibor, because even if he says, I want you to write a shtar kiddushin for my wife, if we don't have her das, it's not going to be an actual mice yet until she's gomer. So when she wants to say, I don't want the kiddushin, she can be mevatel, can be dibor, mevatel, dibor, because her dibor is the same level as the baal. But that gerushin, she doesn't have that power.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying because he can divorce a baal karcha, so the get is more of a chefza. It's more of a chefza. I'm not sure that you need it. I hear the svar, but I'm not sure it's necessary. I think it's simple. You're creating it with lishma. Now you've created a chefza shall get. So once you've created a chefza shall get, so can you be mevatelit? Simple pshat is that it doesn't have a status of a dibra anymore. So if you can be mevatelit despite the fact that it doesn't have a status of a dibra, there must be something else going on over here. Right? You're being mevatel v'tzirah between ksiva and asina. And that's why perhaps you can even about it again. Yes?
Just in terms of trying to understand what that Hidden brought up, didn't we say there's an extent to which, like, the shtar is not complete until the get's not complete until it's being handed over, despite there being a shtar kinyan maybe or something? If there's something that's finished with the handing over instead of Hidden Sira?
The get is not finished? It's not chal. The chefta shall get is finished, but the get is not going to be chal until it's handed over.
It's a shtar kinyan even before it's being handed over?
He's saying if it's only chal, once there's a mesira, the edei chasim, as we talked about, are made on the mesira. But until the mesira, the shtar is not really chal. He's saying that really is only a diba. Uh-huh. That could be what Tosus is thinking. Right? Tosus says that it's asi diba vatal diba because until the shtar is handed over, is it really chal? Money is money. Once it's printed, right? If it's printed or if the coins are stamped, then it's money. A sefer Torah, once it's written, doesn't have to be handed over to anyone. It's already been chal. As opposed to a get, you're saying until the Mesira, it hasn't really been chal as a get. Until the Mesira to a Shlich LaKabbalah, to the Ish, it hasn't really been chal. That's why it's only a Dibur. I hear? Okay, that's what Tosus is saying. The Rav explained differently. The Rav explained differently. And this is only an example of what the Rav wanted to bring to strengthen his Yesod. But his Yesod still is Shaykh in Tosus, that if you don't need Shlichas to Ksivas Haged, why do I need the Tzivya Baal? It comes back to the same question. Why do I need the Tzivya? If I know the Baal wants to divorce his wife, he told one Sofer to write the Get, why do I need the Tzivya Baal to the second Sofer? Right? The Sofer was going to write it, I need the Tzivya Baal to him. Why? Why? So this discussion, whether you can be Mavato the Chetz or Shoget or not, it's another discussion that helps show the Yesod of the Rav. But whether it does or not, doesn't matter. It's still a Yesod that can explain this question. And that is, if you don't need Shlichus, so why do I need Tzivya Baal? It's up to Rav. You need Tzivya Baal to connect the Baal to the Ksiva. Because without a Tzivya Baal, the Baal is not connected to the Ksiva. How can that be a Tchilas Maisa Gerishim? The Tzivya Baal is to connect the Baal to the Ksiva. And that's what Lishma is about. Lishma means I'm doing it Lishema Baal. Now this Ksiva is associated with the Baal, not through Shlichus. Not through Shlichus. The ksiv is associated with the Baal, even if there is no shlichus in ksivas again. The ksiv is associated with the Baal, and that's enough to call it the tchilas maisa gerish. Okay, we're really going to get into